Sometimes prelates in the church say things that confirm what those of us who want to cling to the traditions of the church have been saying. They do this unintentionally, of course, but I and others have, in good faith, said that the synodal path in Germany is being fueled by Francis's own words that the church in most countries should pursue these conference-wide meetings of the bishops, where they change the church to make it different for their own places. We've been saying this whole time that synods are how Francis is going to change the church. Instead of having a third Vatican Council, he is using these synods, both the local synods and the church-wide synods, to make the Catholic Church unrecognizable to great saints and our forebears and the faith in general. Today, someone close to Francis confirmed this, and in so doing has proven our point for us. Plus, I have a spark of hope from the Bishop of Kazakhstan and Cardinal Zen, so let's get into this. The prelate in question here is none other than Cardinal Joseph Tobin of New Jersey. His Eminence recently held a web seminar on the topic of church synods, and in that he gave the game away. He went into great detail about how this is the method that Francis wants to really leave his mark on the church. This is something that most of us in traditional commentary have been saying for quite some time, and honestly, it's weirdly vindicating to have someone like Cardinal Joseph Tobin confirm this for us. Our story comes by way of the National Catholic Reporter, which is an outlet that, if anything, pushes Francis and company to embrace modernism far more than they have already. They're definitely cheerleaders for the Karl Rahners and Deschardins of the Catholic world. So don't think this is coming from a traditional source with a penchant for trying to stir the pot. Headline: Cardinal Tobin, Synodality is Pope Francis's Vehicle for Changing the Church. Tobin honestly lays it all out here in a striking moment of openness. Quote, church leaders, including those in the United States, uncomfortable with Pope Francis's emphasis on mercy and an attentiveness to the voices of those on the peripheries, should re-examine their skepticism, according to Cardinal Joseph Tobin of Newark, New Jersey, who says such priorities are here to stay. The choosing of Pope Francis opened the rest of the world to the rich theological foment of the Church in Latin America, with its strong sense of mission, encounter, the peripheries, and mercy, said Tobin. Many, including church leaders in this country, have found that shift to be uncomfortable. The New Jersey Cardinal's remarks came during a webinar on synodality and the long game of Pope Francis, delivered May 4th for Loyola University Chicago's Hank Center for the Catholic Intellectual Heritage annual Cardinal Bernardin Common Cause Lecture. Francis's priorities, said Tobin, are not going away anytime soon. He went on to quote Pope John XXIII's opening address to the Second Vatican Council that Christ prefers to make use of the intervention of mercy rather than of severity. Tobin identified Francis's focus on synodality as a vehicle by which Francis hopes to usher in this new focus on the need for mercy and listening to a range of voices for the church, saying that it is a model of the church that the Lord expects for us in the millennium, and one that will require changes on how we do and are church. End quote. Now, as an aside, when he's talking about the rich theological history of South America, he's talking about liberation theology, and I've gone over that quite a lot. And I'll try to have a video at the end recommended for you that goes into more detail on that, in case you're not familiar. But let's zero in on something here. Mercy instead of severity. You know, there's an old misrepresentation of the church that before the magic of the Second Vatican Council, the church focused on being meanie heads who only preached sin and the wages of sin. Now, of course, we rarely hear about any of that from the pulpit, since the message is now kumbaya and accompaniment and dialogue and cupcakes. But this old trope is tiresome. If you need any proof that this isn't how the church, prior to the magical awesomeness that was Vatican II, talked about the great mercy of Christ and the church, please listen to a few of the papal encyclicals I have on this channel from before the Second Vatican Council. People who regularly listen to those videos of mine on the weekends can tell you in the comments that the church talked about those things long before the council. And that's all the evidence you really need anyway. But it gives the game away here. I've lately been trying to point out that the focus of the modernists in Rome is to present a gospel that focuses on the material, on works. It's the works-based theology that the acolytes of Luther and Calvin challenge Catholics about all the time. And here we have it presented on the daily basis from Francis, when truly the church doesn't teach a works-based doctrine, but rather a doctrine of the inseparable link between works and faith, how the spiritual works of mercy are as important, if not more important, than the material works. But we hear so little about the spiritual works these days that it does really leave some of us thinking that the church has turned its gaze entirely towards the city of man, rather than on the city of God. But that's not all, because Tobin goes on and says this, quote, "Synodality," the cardinal observed, "is an often misunderstood buzzword of this papacy." Tobin said that such a course must be guided by a church willing to journey together, recognizing the importance of conversion and the role that mercy plays in that process. Tobin addressed criticism of the synod process, such as those who have said it lacks direction or seeks to accompany but not convert. "A movement from severity to mercy is already quite a conversion," he countered. "Conversion requires going out." The body of Christ, he went on to argue, must go out to the world around it. We must move. The ones who seem most threatened by such a process, said Tobin, are the ones with the most fine-tuned grasp of all the norms and canons. You can be the most knowledgeable mechanic on earth and still be a rotten driver, he said, offering a criticism of the rigorous mentality of those who have lambasted the Pope and the openness of the synodal process. You can't show up with an imperialist attitude where you claim to have all the answers, he said, adding that the acts of synodality do not look so much like sweeping dogmatic definitions as they do fine-tuning how the gospel is applied to the sign of the times. End quote. A lot of buzzwords there in that quote of his, and it was all obviously aimed at those of us who want the church to be what it has always been. And that's fine. Honestly, I'm quite thankful that His Eminence was as forthright and transparent with the aims of the Synod. At least he was being open and honest about the purpose of them, and for that I appreciate what he said. You know, I get accused by some Vatican II defenders of misrepresenting what Francis says, but Cardinal Tobin just confirmed pretty much most of what all of us have been saying this whole time. But notice something. When addressing the issue of conversion, he flips the focus. Our call is to make disciples of all nations, as our Lord commanded. He commanded us to do this. And yet Cardinal Tobin turns the call for conversion into an interior call, one that looks like a call to be inwardly converted to the gospel of the material, to his works-based gospel. And this begs a question. How in line with Francis's thinking is the German Bishop Synod? Think about it for a moment. That remains to be seen, as the German bishops have just begun to defy the CDF statement that upheld what the church has always taught on various things. And I could go on and on. Tobin says this is nothing but the intentions of Francis, to change the church fundamentally, and in a way that cannot be returned from. And this is obviously the intent of the German Bishops' Conference as well. And on that note, we have a positive response. So, you know, I like to end positively when I can. Cardinal Zen, along with the auxiliary bishop from Kazakhstan, have responded and offered some words of wisdom. Now, they're responding here to the actions of the German Bishops' Conference, and for that I am thankful for their leadership. I can't put the whole statement here for the usual reasons, but I'll have a link to the signed statement in my show notes at returntotradition.org. The statement is signed by numerous priests from around the world. Quote, "The German synodal path, initiated in 2019, has been, during the past 2 years, fertile ground for the planning and subsequent homogenization of ideas and theories that are blatantly contrary to the immutable and perennial magisterium of the Holy Catholic Church, founded by the Divine Savior on the solid rock of the Apostles," see Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. "The errors being spread include the declared undermining of the priesthood by means of giving unto Caesar that which belongs to God, and also the declared move on the nuptial sacrament, intentionally undermining its permanent aspect and imposing the values of the world in a false equivalency with the love that our Lord Jesus Christ has elevated to the dignity of a sacrament." End quote. Now, in all transparency, that was actually more of a paraphrase because he gets a little spicy there, but you get the idea. Again, if you want to read it, it's on my website at returntotradition.org. Cardinal Zen and his co-signers are defending the deposit of the faith, and it is a good thing to see. But he goes on, and he says that the German bishops are heading down the road to schism. Now, some are saying they already are there, and to a certain degree, I actually agree with that. But the real point is that it would be formal, and it's not there yet. Quoting Cardinal Zen, quote, "According to the Code of Canon Law, schism is defined as the refusal of submission to the Supreme Pontiff or of communion with the members of the Church subject to him, thus incurring excommunication latae sententia in all those who promote it. All this makes one think that the German synodal way is daily tending towards becoming a step towards declaring schism and heresy." End quote. Now, the only point of disagreement I have here is that I can't see Francis making such a formal declaration, even if they go their own way. I'd love to be wrong about that, though. Any such declaration would be done on the part of the German bishops. Francis and the hierarchy seemed to, shall we say, into accompaniment to ever issue such a declaration. And that assumes that they don't actually agree with the German bishops anyway, which they very well could. All of this leaves me wondering. We're not even halfway through 2021 yet, and things are getting interesting to say the least, and we haven't even gotten to the preparatory phase yet for the church-wide synod on the clergy, which will meet in February of next year. But the prep work will be made public probably in the fall, so stay tuned to this channel for coverage of that event, because I will be in the thick of things bringing you the updates as they roll in, as I did with the Pan-Amazon Synod and the synods prior to that one. But what do you think of this? Did Cardinal Tobin give the game away? Remember, he has a cushy job in the Roman Curia that puts him in close contact with Pope Francis. Should we take him at his word on something like this? Now let me know your thoughts in the comments, please. And like and subscribe if you haven't. It does help. And please, pray for the church. I'm Anthony Stein. Ave Maria.